This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial in here toll free and bring up anything you want. I'm laughing because the chat room on the Discord is talking about K-pop now.
Oh, that's something that you know a lot about.
I don't know a lot about it, but I do enjoy some of it. So anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
So let's change gears and talk a little bit about relationships here before we get into voting and getting out the vote. I know that's what you wanted to talk about here tonight, Daryl. But Jackie, you seemed interested in this topic that actually was brought up by Michael Hampton. He's sitting in the studio with us here, but he found a story over at Vice. And it's a little old, but that doesn't matter. It came from earlier this year. I don't think we talked about this before. Headline, conservatives are whining because no one wants to date them. Now, they say this is actually in the Capitol, so in D.C. It must be tough being a Republican when your party's president does things like, say, call African nations S-hole countries, make bizarre phone calls to school shooting survivors, or back up accused domestic abusers and alleged child molesters. Aside from whatever moral quandary Trump is putting conservatives in, he's also apparently responsible for screwing up their love lives, according to the Washingtonian. A handful of conservatives in D.C. told the magazine they've been having a real tough go of it since the election. Only instead of living in constant fear of being deported or having to face down white supremacists in the streets, they've just been having a hard time getting laid. According to one unnamed Trump administration official, it's especially hard to land a date if you're affiliated with the White House. Sad, says Vice. Quote, a lot of times you'll connect with someone on an app and they'll Google you and find out you worked for Trump's campaign, and then it's pretty much all downhill from there. And in fact, I can say that on the dating apps, I have noticed that plenty of women are like, if you're into Trump, swipe left. So they are not interested in even starting a conversation. And who can blame them?
Well, I've got to ask this question, and this is purely because I don't know. During the Obama administration, did people have on their dating profiles only looking for Obama voters?
Good question. I don't know. I
don't remember it.
Then. I couldn't. You were using the apps back then, right?
I wasn't using Tinder. Like,
no?
I have an OkCupid profile.
Okay, OkCupid. Well, I see it on both of them. I'll see the anti-Trump stuff on both of them. But, again, I wasn't there really during Obama's.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. If you know the answer to Daryl's question, though, dial in our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I suspect that whether it was overtly advertised on a profile or not, it was likely something that would, you know, divide people once they found out, oh, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. I imagine, unless, you know, they're really desperate for a date, many people would just be like, you know what? Never mind, and just forget about it. Because, I mean, it does happen where couples have differing political viewpoints, but it makes life a little more difficult.
Right. Who's the strange little man from Louisiana that used to work for Bill Clinton, but he was married to a woman that was a Republican? James Carville.
Okay.
Like, he was, you know, somebody working for the Democratic president,
right.
But his wife, like, worked for the Republican Party or something, and they made it work, I guess.
I think one reason you see more people saying no Trump or no Republicans than you see people saying, like, no Obama supporters, no Democrats, is Republicans and conservatives' objections to Obama supporters and Democrats, unless they're lunatic conspiracy theorists, generally over economic policy, or maybe they want to make it okay for people to do something I think is icky in public. Whereas you know, liberal and progressives' objection to Trump supporters is they are fundamentally dehumanizing my loved ones. Like, I personally will never forgive the Republican Party for how they have treated my brother and many of my friends in the LGBTQ community. That is a lot more
Is he gay? Is your brother gay?
Yes. Okay. That's a way bigger non-starter for me than somebody thinks we should have socialized medicine. Like, they're just wrong about economics versus a lot of conservatives, like, just outright hate, dehumanize, and want to strip rights from my loved ones. And
I think
that's
why
you see such a strong pushback against dating people who are Trump supporters or conservatives than you see of conservatives pushing back against progressives.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting observation. I think it's probably accurate from my perspective as well. It's always been easier for me to communicate with people on the left because they, at the very least, whether they adhere to it or not, they at the very least speak of tolerance and, you know, allowing people to be whatever it is, you know.
Right.
Their sexual viewpoint or what, you know, their identity is, rather than conservatives who tend to just hate people based on how they were, where they were born or what their sexual preferences are. And so, you know, how can you even have a conversation with somebody who just hates another person without ever having met that person?
And just, no. it just hates entire classes of people or thinks they're fundamentally less human or less worthy of, you know, love and life and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't think they're human, right?
Yeah, I mean, progressives are just dumb. Like, dumb I can deal with. Dumb is not...
Well, dumb, you mean ignorant.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, they're ignorant. That can, in a lot of cases, be educated away.
Correct.
And one thing, I mean, Daryl and I have talked a bit about how a lot of times the Libertarian movement and the Libertarian Party it keeps trying to pull from the right. And I would say at this point, we've gotten all the low-hanging fruit off that tree. You know, people who are still in the Republican Party and still in the conservative movement are not just libertarians waiting to be woken up. Like, thanks to the Ron Paul revolution and, you know, subsequent candidacies, we got those people. Like, our low-hanging fruit is now on the left. There's a lot of people over there that would be libertarian. They just need some economic lessons.
Going on here with the Vice piece, it says, gutting stuff. Even if you're not associated with the current administration or a MAGA hat-wearing Trump supporter, it can apparently be hard to lock down a date if you lean right. A reporter for a right-wing media outlet told the Washingtonian he recently went out on a date that crashed and burned once the woman noticed some conservative books on his shelf. Even though the guy told her he didn't vote for Trump and considers himself a moderate conservative, she ended things there.
Now, it keeps mentioning, you know, like, leaning to the right, this, that, the other thing. I wonder how badly it annoys people, quote-unquote, on the left, that the dating apps, if you like the person, you have to swipe
to the right.
To the right.
I don't know, man. Maybe, I'm sure people have thought of that. He goes on here. There's a quote from this so-called conservative. Says, quote, she was like, I have to get out of here. I can't see you. And left, he said. He continues saying the policies and these things that are attracted to the right, whether or not you're a supporter of Trump, have been presupposed on you, and it's like a black mark, unquote. Other lovelorn Republicans told the Washingtonian they've been getting people to agree to dates by avoiding any mention of their politics or their work at all costs on dating apps, essentially hiding who they really are until they meet someone in person. Some said they've gone out of their way to avoid meeting up with liberals altogether, like one White House staffer who said she won't match with anyone who went to a small liberal art school and sticks to swiping right for dudes from the South. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
She does know that there are liberal art schools in the South, right?
I presume. Final statement here from Vice is that if things are really so hard out there for Republicans looking for love in D.C., we hear that a dating site for Trump supporters is really struggling to attract new members. That's according to Vice here. I'm curious now what the Trump supporter dating site is. They have a total
Make America Date Again.
Is that
Are you for real?
I clicked the link because I was curious, and it's a Vice article about the site that apparently is
Trump.dating. Okay.
But the name of the site, according to the headline, is Make America Date Again, or maybe that's the tagline.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I just clipped the...
They're wrapped in a flag. That's a violation of the flag code. They are going straight to hell.
Right on the front page, you got a couple, like, standing on a beach, looking out over the ocean. The camera's behind them. They're looking into the sunset.
They're
or whatever.
Probably naked under that flag,
and
too.
There's a flag literally wrapped around the couple.
Is this the site that used to have its cover model as a registered sex offender? Because there was a big expose about that back in February.
You want to talk
about
it?
It was a Trump site.
Dating. Maybe you've got a story to tell about your dating experience. Give it to us.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can join those over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll need the Discord app to do the audio thing there at Discord, and then you'll sound great. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, which includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Liberty.menu. That is where you can go if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force. And those, if you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, which means if you're a conservative or a liberal, you don't belong at liberty.menu. Not yet. You've got to come to the understanding of what the non-aggression principle is and then actually, you know, have it mean something to you. Go to liberty.menu and you can hook up with other, hook up's the wrong term. We were just talking about dating. That apparently means sex. You can connect with other people who love liberty.
You might be able to hook up with somebody using liberty.menu.
There is
it's
a
not
bit of
built
a,
for that.
There is a bit of a social networking aspect to the site, but certainly not the focus of it, but it does have that. Liberty.menu is how you can put up information about the thing that you do. Maybe it's creating content, digital content. Maybe you've got an event that you coordinate. Maybe you've got a business that you run, or more than one of those things. You can add listings for free, and of course you can rate and review other listings as well. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get your special Free Talk Live listener badge, because again, it's free to use the site, so we can't really give you a discount. It's free. Liberty.menu. Head on over there and get interactive. So we're talking about dating, and if you've got a story you want to tell, because the story originally that we brought up here was from Vice, and it's about conservatives having a tough time dating in the D.C. area when women on dating sites, or I guess the vice versa can be the case, but when the other, you know, whoever it is you want to date, finds out that you are a Trump supporter in this case, then it's off. Or in some cases, for just people on the right, just finding out they're on the right means it's off. People will jump to a conclusion about you. And again, I'm saying you talking to conservatives out there. This is probably true to some extent on the reverse, I would bet. If there are conservatives on these sites who find that they're, you know, attracted to a liberal, but then they find out that they're a liberal, that might turn them off, too. That's just not what the article in this case happens to be about. So I guess I'm curious to know what your experiences have been as a libertarian, because some people make, you know, they jump to the wrong conclusions about us, too. Some people
right.
believe that libertarians are on the right. Others believe that libertarians are on the left. And, of course, the problem is on a lot of these sites is you're never going to find out what somebody thinks. They're just going to not answer you. Right? Like
right.
you send a message to somebody on one of these dating sites, they look at your profile and they see, oh, this person is against, you know, fill in the blank government program. This person must be a whatever, liberal
right.
or conservative based on whatever the preconceived notions are. And then it's just like, well, even if they thought you were attractive, maybe you're right off the list anyway because of your politics. So is it a good idea to hide that information and wait until you actually do get on a date with somebody, or
I guess it depends on how important it is to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so as somebody that has taken up running over the last couple of years, you know, I spend a lot of time doing that thing.
Right.
Should I not put in a profile, by the way, I run a lot?
Well, that's way less objectionable, right? Like, the idea that you run a lot, somebody's going to be like, man, this guy's fit.
A couple of months ago, I sent a message to somebody, and they were like, oh, wait, so you're, like, running all weekend? You're not going to have time to ever see me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, like, if you spend time doing a certain thing, whether it be running or politics, somebody could take objection
okay.
to that.
I see that. I don't think it's going to result in as many objections.
It's not necessarily going to be as many, but, you know, if there's something that is important to you, should you hide
yeah.
that? Because
that's the question.
Somebody
that's the question.
Else might not find that important to them.
Right.
No normal person's going to have a moral objection to somebody running or doing some
right.
other time-consuming hobby that doesn't really have any larger
yeah.
political or social implications. I would guess, though, that anybody who's listening to this show, politics is probably a big enough part of their life that disclosing that in your dating profile is a good idea.
I just want to know what your experience has been. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, you can bring up anything, so I'm not sure what Free Market Penguin is calling about, but he's on the line on our Discord call-in line number 4. Go ahead.
Yep, testing out, breaking in the new number 4 call-in line.
It's working.
Yeah, it's working great. Loud and clear. I wanted to call about, actually, I think you really hit the nail on the head, and bravo for bringing it up. It's time for libertarians to pull from the left, just because actually the first person who's ever mentioned it to me is you, Ian. You had mentioned, just started listening to Free Talk Live kind of regularly. And you had read a letter from a guy that was on the left, and you had brought him to liberty. And you really made it a pretty, and it's funny because that's really never been brought up since, but you really made a pretty impassioned case for why, like, people on the left really just, like Jackie said, to get a economics lesson. I mean, really, the people, there are very so many well-intentioned people that just wants what's right for society.
Sure.
And wants society to be, and people to be uplifted, to have, you know, people to be on kind of a more equal footing in certain ways, and to overcome their advantages in systemic and societal problems. And there are answers in liberty and libertarian movement and in this side of the political spectrum to those issues, to people with those kind of concerns, and not just the fully individualist, fully, you know, pro kind of your standard heavy individualist ANCAP kind of situation. I understand, you know, the rights of the individual are very important, and they are, you know, sacrosanct to many libertarians. But at the same time, you know, most people don't have a clue what libertarians, what various types of libertarians.
No, they don't have a clue. I remember hearing there's a gun organization here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire Firearms Coalition is, I believe, what it's called. And they do one of those, candidate questionnaires that if you're running for office, they send you a questionnaire, and then they will either endorse you or not endorse you based on your answers to the questionnaire, right? Like how you believe on guns. And of course, you know, I did very well, presumably. I haven't gotten my rating yet, but I don't know if they've come out with them. But the dude wrote me back, like really impressed. The organizer of this organization, the head of it, wrote me back, impressed with my answers. Was like, you don't sound at all like the libertarian presidential candidates did, basically, Bill Weld and Gary Johnson. She specifically mentioned Bill Weld, and seems like he really hates Bill Weld because he's from Massachusetts, so he knows how bad he was on guns, apparently. And I was like, well, you know, there's some people who are actually libertarians, like people who understand what non-aggression is and who talk about that, and then there's people like Bill Weld. So, unfortunately, that's just the reality. People don't know, and especially if they're being confused by these so-called libertarians getting national press, then it's understandable why people will be turned off and disgusted by libertarians and then jump to understandable conclusions, thinking that all libertarians must believe what these candidates believe, because why else would they be their presidential candidates if they weren't the standard bearers for the libertarian belief system?
I guess we'll assume all Republicans believe exactly like Trump does.
That's what's going on here, though, right? Like, that's the problem with these dating sites, apparently, is people are jumping to conclusions based on if somebody says they're a Republican or a Democrat, they get, conclusions are jumped to. And the same thing's true about libertarians, which is why I prefer the term voluntarist. I don't know if you had more to say, Penguin. If you did, you can hang on. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what,
This country doesn't want them.
President Trump talking about the caravan heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. On Twitter, the president saying, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first, and if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The president goes on to say the courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable.
You have some very, very bad people in the caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan. I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
He goes on to tweet, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, in capital letters, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. If you got a dating experience that was ended before it even began by your political viewpoints, you want to share that experience with us, you're welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord chats, the Discord on-air call-in lines are open. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Back to the phones, to the fun. Free Market Penguin still on the line with us here. I forget where we left off, Penguin, but if you had more to say, here's your chance.
Yeah, I think the last thing you said is that that's why you like to call yourself a voluntarist. And that is
Right. Because it doesn't have preconceived notions that go along with it. Although I don't use either any of those terms on my profile.
Yeah, but when you do bring it up, the most likely, like 99.9% of the time, they're going to say, well, what's that?
You know? Right. That's the idea.
Or they'll Google it, but hopefully they'll ask you, you know, what it is.
Well, yeah, if they Google it, that's still fine because it's not Republican or Democrat, right? Like, it's not going to come up as one of those things. So they'll have to learn something, at least, if they're looking into that. Because nobody's going to Google libertarian. If they don't know, I mean, if they've heard something, they're just going to presume that's true. They're going to presume it's true across the board, whatever it is.
I heard that Glenn Beck calls himself a libertarian, and he says X, Y, and Z.
Yep. Perfect example.
Yeah, well, That's it. And like, that's the problem, is that the idea that most people have of what is libertarian. I mean, most people are going to say, maybe have heard like Gary Johnson, someone say, well, we're fiscally conservative, but socially liberal. And I mean, that's what I thought when I started listening to Free Talk Live, honestly. And I'm like, well, these guys are kind of far out there, man. And but I like to hear things defined and distilled to their basic message, even when not everybody agrees on the details. But I was like, wow, that ended up not being at all what it was.
Good call tonight, Free Market Penguin. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. To the phones, and we'll talk to Joan in New York. Joan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, you guys. Listen, I want to hearken back to an old program called Encarta. I'm 61 years old, and I remember when my son, who's 30, was in elementary school, and he had an assignment, the ABCs of immigration. And at that time, we had Encarta. And we both got an education. I was helping my son do his assignment. And I learned at the end of the 1800s into the 1900s, when immigrants were coming here, they had nothing. They had no family. But they had skills. And they brought their skills. All they wanted was a chance to contribute something to make our country great, and they did. And they had none of this entitlement that these new immigrants expect.
Hold on, wait a minute. How many new immigrants have you talked to that have an entitlement mentality? Because I've never met them.
Listen, I'm 65 years old,
yeah,
and I know that my grandfather came here from Poland.
Right.
And he did a job that nobody else would do. He
sure.
was called the human fly. He washed windows on the skyscrapers. That was a very
dangerous job. Yep, that's a tough job. Now, what makes you think that immigrants today are somehow different than the ones in the past? Because it seems to me that they're very hardworking.
And I look at like movies like The Godfather.
What migration? You know, what was the word migration?
Chain migration. The thing that we discussed briefly in the first hour. It's where once you wind up, if you move here from another country, once you get citizenship, after so many years, then some of your family members can come over.
It's
and
just
there's
family.
The fear that, you know, everybody's just going to wind up bringing the entire world over with them and everybody gets the welfare, but that's not how it works.
Yeah, chain migration's just a new, you know, politically spun term for the way that people have usually immigrated to other countries throughout history.
For
like
decades,
somebody from the centuries,
years,
somebody from the family goes there first,
gets established. Right.
And
buy
then
the
says,
house,
yeah,
starts a business,
says, come
and
on
then
over.
They bring over their wife and children.
Right. It's only when it started becoming more restricted and regulated that there's all that it became, oh, we're only going to let people in if they're related. And they did that because traditionally that's how people immigrate. Like one
I don't see what's
couple
wrong with
comes
it.
First
I don't
and
see
then the rest of the family.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that. That makes sense.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I mean, if you're not going to contribute anything to the country, why do you have like carte blanche to come in here?
What makes you think that? I'm sorry, I just don't understand, man. What is it that you believe that they're not going to contribute? Like, you're talking about hardworking people who are making a better life for themselves here, who've gotten to the point where they can bring their families here.
How do you know they're not?
You can't say that they're hardworking. You can't.
Actually, I can. Every immigrant I've ever met is a hardworking individual. Everyone I've ever spoken to.
I've seen plenty that aren't.
I've seen plenty of native born people that aren't either.
Yeah, this is true. We have our fill. But
do you want to throw them out?
Bring anything here? Are you kidding me?
Ma'am, what specifically you're just wrong.
Yeah, what percentage do you think is a bunch of lazy bums that are coming here?
I can't tell, but you know what? I don't want to take
Well, you're acting like it's everybody. You're acting like it's a majority.
No,
you're acting like it's
I'm
significant.
I'm acting like, you know what? This is my country. And I want to protect my country.
Well, wait, isn't it my country, too? And can't I allow people to come in?
Yeah, and you should protect it for your children.
How about I protect it from the ravages of the government bureaucrats who are trying to destroy people's lives by creating stupid regulations?
You know what? Hey, you know what? I don't trust the government either. I really don't.
Well, then who do you want to stop people from immigrating here?
I think that we should all band together and look out for each other. I don't.
But I want people to come here. But I want people to come here.
So why, if you don't trust the federal government,
take us over.
if you don't trust the federal government, why would you want the federal government deciding who can live in your community, who you can rent your house out to, who you can hire for your business? Like, why shouldn't individuals be able to make this?
I should be able to decide who I want for my business. And I don't want to take advantage of minorities either. They should all be vetted. And if they can't bring anything to the country...
Wait. Hold on. Who do you want to vet these people?
You just said you didn't trust the Fed. So who would be vetting these people?
I don't trust the Fed.
So who would be vetting them? You don't trust the people who would be vetting the immigrants.
I trust ICE.
Why would you trust ICE?
They're federal government employees.
Wait a minute. Where's the disconnect here, Joan? Because you say you don't trust the federal government, and then you say you trust ICE. Why would you trust one agency within a group of people that you don't trust?
Because we have a federal government at odds with itself. Don't you see it? I do.
Ma'am, you need to step away from the Fox News.
No,
like, I could tell where you're getting this from.
It has nothing to do with Fox News. Don't you see what's going on? Do you think that this country is safe with an open border? Really?
We don't have an open border
currently. It would be totally safe with an open border because if you have the right to defend yourself.
Then we're the only country.
Why are you so scared? It's from you because you're from New York. Okay, I'll cut you a break there. You're from New York.
I'm 65 years old.
The Empire State.
I'm older than you. And you know what?
Oh, well, that means you're smarter? Are you saying that means you're smarter than me because you're older?
Excuse me, sir. I used to think like you.
Oh, yeah?
I'm older now.
So you used to love freedom and then you decided to stop?
Differently.
Mm-hmm. So you decided that freedom is a bad idea. You used
no,
to think that
not.
Was a good idea.
I embrace freedom. Are you kidding me?
No, you don't.
I thank God every night that we live in the country that we live in.
She likes having freedom for herself, but she doesn't think that everybody
that
deserves
is a lie.
Freedom.
Don't put words in my mouth.
That's what you've been saying.
You support immigration and customs enforcement. That means you do not support freedom, madam. It's quite simple.
Well, why is it wrong to enforce my borders of my country?
Because it's not your country, it's our country too. If Ian wants to rent a
room, what's wrong with us trying to protect our country?
Because it's our country too. Ian wants to rent a room out in his house to somebody from El Salvador. Why should you be able to tell him he can't do that?
I'm not telling him that. All I'm saying is
no. It's ICE who's telling me that, which she supports.
Has been vetted.
Would you get it straight, Joan? You either support ICE and they're enforcing these arbitrary rules against peaceful people who just want to come live a better life for themselves, or you support property rights and my ability to rent my room out to whoever the hell I want to.
Arbitrary? Can you define arbitrary to me?
Well, by sort of definition, you can't define arbitrary because it's arbitrary. It's the sort of whim of a government bureaucrat or a politician.
A whim, really?
Yeah.
You know what?
Arbitrary. Adjective. Based on random choice or personal whim rather than any reason or system.
All right, so stand by, Joan. I'm going to bring her back here because she feels strongly. She's passionate. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. She's confused. I think she believes in freedom, but at the same time, clearly doesn't. It is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain. We'll do our best to get you on right now. If you're on hold, if you're not on hold yet, well, you can try to get in. If you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. We're here 7 nights a week, so you can always call tomorrow. 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, every single weekday and weekend and holiday. We're here for you on Free Talk Live. Ian, Daryl, and Jackie in the studio tonight. I do want to make sure you know about the Liberty Dollar 2, the giveaway that we're doing in tandem with the folks over at Liberty Dollar 2. It is a new concept that I'm pretty interested in because, you know, I've heard a lot about silver-backed cryptos here and there throughout the different cryptocurrency conferences that we've gone to. But I've never really taken any of them seriously because I've been like, well, how do you trust these people with, you know, with your silver? In this case, it's the Liberty Dollar. And if you've been around for a while in the Liberty Movement, you probably remember them. It was the most successful alternative currency the United States saw in basically the 10-year period since 1998 until the government raided their offices in 2007, targeting Bernard von Nothaus, the creator of it, with ridiculous charges. And now his son is picking up the torch, and his name's Extra von Nothaus, and he has created the Liberty Dollar 2. Now, they're starting with a presale of the LD20 token. There's only 10,000 of these things out there, and already I think 6,000 of them have been snatched up in the presale, so there's just under 4,000 remaining. 10 of them at a $35 a piece can be yours if you win our contest. To enter, you can send an email to contest@freetalklive.com, put LD2 in the subject line, and include a number between 1 and 1,000. So these are the tokens that are backed by an ounce of silver. A gorgeous .999 fine silver round, just like the Liberty Dollar was famous for. You can learn more about the LD2 over at ld2coin.io. That's ld2coin.io. Winner's going to be picked on November 5th, so you've got, you know, a couple weeks to get your entry in. But don't delay. Go ahead and enter now. Email contest at freetalklive.com. Put LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. If you don't have your wallet set up yet, that's okay. You don't need to have it set up yet. If you win, the folks from Liberty Dollar 2 will help you get your wallet set up so you can receive your prize. Again, 10 of these things is a $350 value if you were to go and buy the tokens, which you might want to do anyway at ld2coin.io, because I suspect, I mean, I know the Liberty Dollar's quality. I know these are going to be nice looking silver pieces. We haven't seen them yet, obviously, because, you know, this is brand new. But check it out, ld2coin.io. As we continue here, we've got Joan. She's still on the line with us here. A confusing call so far, Joan, because you, on one hand, say you don't trust the federal government, but on the other hand, you completely trust ICE, claiming that the Immigration and Customs Office is somehow a trustworthy government agency, whereas the rest of the federal government, not so much. What are some of the other government agencies that you trust, Joan?
Okay, you know what? I want to go back to, let's just go back. You know, I want you guys to know I am not a hateful person.
Okay.
I love Mexican people. Mm. I believe that they're hardworking, and I want to give them a break. I really do. But I don't understand why you think we should surrender our sovereignty and let anybody in here. I trust the founding fathers. I don't understand why
all
you
the
think
founding
we
fathers
have
who didn't
borders.
Have immigration
have
prohibitions. The first immigration laws, or rather anti-immigration laws, were passed in the 1870s, and they were called the Chinese Exclusion Acts.
Good point, Daryl. Let's bring Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line here. We've actually got, you said something earlier, Joan, about how you're an old lady and so therefore you know more than we do. So we got an old guy on the line. Hey, Gene, how old are, you?
I'm 66. Am I old enough?
I think you're older than Joan. Didn't you say you were 65, Joan?
Yes.
Aha. So therefore, Gene, everything you say is more well-informed than Joan says. Go ahead with whatever it is you want to say to Joan, Gene.
Joan, I got a year on you, but you know, we grew up together in the 60s. We grew up during the 60s. And we know that back in the 60s, we had way more freedom than we have now. And why do we have less freedom today? It's because of the government. It keeps growing. And every time it grows, it makes regulations.
Yes,
and
sir.
It adds more branches. And every single one of those actions restricts liberty. And so does ICE. And believe it or not, in the old days, immigrants just came over to this country on a boat, got off, and started work. That's the way it worked. There were no restrictions on what they could do.
They did screen them for illness.
Not initially.
There was a site for that, but that didn't mean that everybody had to be processed through that site.
That was Ellis Island.
Take a boat, right, and you could take a boat to... to Florida.
Right.
You could take a boat to Maine. You didn't have to come in
through
Ellis Island.
Houston.
San Francisco.
Yeah. Walk across the border from Mexico or ride your horse across the border from Mexico.
Or
there
Canada.
Were no restrictions.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
The immigrants that came back in those days did not have family here. They came one person with a wish, a dream, and a skill.
It usually started, I mean, have you ever done any research on your genetics and like a site like Ancestry.com? You'll see in your own family history, somebody came over.
Ancestry.com, ma'am.
Yeah, and then somebody else came over.
I don't want to surrender my DNA information to the Fed.
No, you don't have to get the Ancestry DNA test. You can just go through old customs forms. Like when I was doing my Ancestry research, it's a case of somebody from the family comes over and then somebody else comes over a couple years later and then somebody else. Like chain migration is just a new politically spun term for the way people have immigrated to the United States since the beginning.
Or immigrated anywhere for thousands of years.
Listen,
well, I'd just like to point out that the government always messes things up. They never find solutions. I can't come up with a single solution the government's ever come up with that actually works. Can you?
You know what? What's going on in California? We are surrendering all of our privileges to immigrant people.
You didn't answer his question. It's not a conversation. It's not a conversation, Joan. Hey, Joan, you didn't answer. Gene asked you a question, and you didn't even try to answer it. Gene, can you ask the question again?
Well, I said everything, single thing that the government touches, they mess up. And I said, I wanted to know if you could come up with one example of a government program that actually solves a problem.
Oh, my God. You got me there, Gene.
Okay, then it can't solve the immigration. And look, there's only 4,000 people. I just read it on Drudge. 4,000 people coming towards the border. 4,000 people won't even make a dent in this country. Let them in.
Thank you, Joan, for the call tonight. Thank you, Gene, for your call as well. Very informative. Great questions for Joan. Really appreciate that. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. He stumped her. And yeah. That was a great question. Harry Brown used to have a variant on that question. Is what's your favorite government program? Now, there were some people that could answer that question, but it was very, very hard for people to answer.
Subsidization of iodized salt.
The least objectionable to me would probably be NASA.
That's usually one of the ones that people would, you know,
like
would come
up
NASA with.
If NASA were a private entity, yeah. I would pay the, you know,
you'd
roughly, what, like $10 a year they mm-hmm. say that it would cost.
Just think how much more effective they'd be, too,
yeah.
if they were actually getting voluntary donations.
I like spacey things.
They would do what SpaceX did, which was, like, actually accomplish something in a fraction of the amount of time for a fraction of the cost.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. If the Corporation for Public Broadcasting ever stops receiving federal funding, I will become a monthly donor.
Let's go to Larry. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I think I don't want to say I want to side with the lady that just spoke with you, but I get her point. But I think her way of coming about explaining it was a little awkward.
Well, why don't you try making her point for her then?
Okay. Well, not make her point. I'll have to make my point. I can't make her point for her. But
okay then.
Considering that we are where we are at. And I don't want to discount the importance of it, but the importance of how we got here. We got here because of a lot of things. Government, yes. People in general, yes. All things. But where we are at, we have to deal with the reality of today. I think all of you would agree with that.
So you mean like a police state? We have to deal with a police state?
No. We have to deal with it, meaning it's a reality of our day, correct?
Yep. Police state
right.
is a reality, that's correct. We have
right.
a police state.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Well, I can make a comment about that, but in terms of immigration, yes, we have 4,000 people coming at the border right now through Mexico, but the greatest majority of them are not Mexican, they're Guatemalan.
So what?
Well, my point is this, and it wasn't our government that caught these people. They just caught 100 ISIS, now dealing with the reality of today.
What?
The Guatemalan government just caught 100 ISIS terrorists in Guatemala. Now, can you give a definitive answer, yes or no, that there are none of those individuals?
I don't worry about that kind of stuff. I just believe in freedom. And if there's going to be a criminal coming here, then if they come to New Hampshire, they're going to be dealing with an armed populace who will stop them dead in their tracks. Because that's what freedom is.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.